Hello and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast.
Hello.
Hello. It is the Wednesday 7th of August. We are Daily Info, bringing you the best events happening in and around Oxford this week. I'm Anais Higgins.
I'm Orla Brown.
And I'm Hinny Boosey.
And Orla, start us off with something we could go to this week.
Yes, you might have thought that it being the middle of the summer holidays that Oxford might have be finally done with student theatre, or with all the Shakespeare as well. But you're wrong!
Shakespeare and student theatre combined in one. Oxford's favourite.
OUDS, Oxford University Drama Society, are back with... Or is it OUDS?
I was going to say, I like to say OUDS.
Yeah, I've had this debate with many people. I'm going to go with OUDS. Someone can correct me. Let me know.
It could be a silent U. It could just be like odds.
If it's OUDS, it's like the Doctor Who people with the glowing things that don't speak.
Or it's an instrument.
Tell us, OUDS, how to say your name.
Yes, anyway, they're back with a vengeance with Thelma Holt's co-production. Every summer over the last 14 years, the student group have produced an annual tour, and this year they're going to Stratford and London and Japan and Guildford. But they're starting off in Oxford with The Comedy of Errors. I actually went along last night, and I have kind of mixed feelings about it. I was really interested in the promotional material when it first said that it was going to shine a fresh light on the darker side of the Shakespearean comedy. But it didn't... I don't feel it really did that so much, but it was basically played as a farce with lots of slapstick and silly wigs, and that was great. It was funny. There were some great comedic performances put in by David Shields as Antipholus of Syracuse, and the two Dromios in particular.
And where is it at?
It's on at the University Church on High Street, and it started last night on Tuesday, and it's running until Saturday.
Cool. Moving to Thursday evening, there is the Time and Space Continuum. It's a bit of an epic name. It is a free film screening at Modern Art Oxford. Modern Art Oxford's known, obviously, to be exhibiting the best international contemporary artists, but they also have a really, really good learning programme, and the Time and Space Continuum has grown from a project with young people. It started in 2012, called Lost in Time and Space, and it was an intergenerational project where young people from Cheyne School collaborated with older people with mild to moderate dementia.
And you said your friend got involved in it as well?
Yes, I've got a friend who was really involved, and every time she talks about it, she's so passionate, and it sounds like it was a really gentle experience and very open. And it was all about exploring identity and memory and perception. And they created a film, and then they relaunched the project this year following the success of last year, and created another film with another group of young people and older people. And so at 6 p.m. on Thursday, you can see the double bill of both films, and they explore memories of Oxford, I think, mostly. And the young people obviously got to learn some filmmaking and kind of teach that as well, I think, with the older group as well. So kind of like skills-based, but also very much about kind of ideas. So it sounds really, really lovely.
Are they screening it down in the basement of Modern Art Oxford?
I think so. I think that's where they do most of the film screenings and events. So.
Yeah, I haven't been to any of their film screenings yet, but I'd be really interested to get along.
Free. There's obviously the great cafe, and it's a very, very nice venue. So check it out, maybe on your way home on Thursday.
Awesome.
Also on Thursday, there's the festival which marks the end of Ramadan. So Muslims all over Oxford have been fasting during daylight hours. On Thursday is the festival of Eid al-Fitr. And
Good pronunciation.
And there are prayers, of course, and also donations to charity was a big part of the festival. So if you want to go along and you're not Muslim, then you'd be very welcome. You can hear some live music, you can enjoy a buffet brunch, and there's a compulsory donation of £5 to a charity. Think of it as a ticket.
And whereabouts is that at?
That's at the North Oxford Community Centre in Summertown, in Diamond Place.
What time?
10 o'clock the prayers start, and then there's 11:30 the buffet brunch, and at 12 the live music begins.
Fantastic. Great. I'm sure there's lots of other Eid events happening all over Oxford, but this one sounds really open to people of all religions or no religions. Going now to Friday night at Oxford Playhouse, there is some contemporary circus. Not always the kind of thing that comes to the Playhouse, so well worth making the most of. It's a show called Push Me, Pull You, and it explores the relationship between a performer and a theatre technician. So it's being described as a really gentle duet, and the central circus act is the slack rope, and there's also some acrobatics. And it's a quite experimental piece by a new company that's from Bristol and only founded last year. And it's not razzle and dazzle and bright lights and kind of your heart in your mouth as people are doing crazy things. I think it's much more of a storytelling piece, and it's exploring relationship between kind of performer and backstage and on stage and off stage, so relationships. Yeah. It's 50 minutes long worth of acrobatics and storytelling and beauty.
I'm really intrigued. I've got my tickets already, so I'm really looking forward to it. And I think anything that's only an hour long or less is pretty great.
It wins everything. Exactly. You go out, it's light. I think also they're at Oxford Playhouse, and then they're going to a festival. But there aren't that many performances of this show, so if it does sound like something you want to see,
so catch it now, listeners.
See it. Yes, now. Do it. It's Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2:30 and 7:30 at the Oxford Playhouse.
Well, I have rival theatre for you.
Always, there's always so much rivalry.
Always in Oxford. Magic Quill Theatre, Oxford's own gothic theatre company. Nothing too niche for Oxford. Got to have a gothic theatre company.
Got to have a gothic theatre company.
Who doesn't?
Gothic.
What city doesn't? Come on, guys. Yes, this summer they're reviving their 2012 success, The Jester's Tomb, a play that's in the style of a medieval tragicomedy. The production is being staged at the Oxford Castle, which is pretty much the perfect place to have it on. They had a preview of it in July, and we actually sent one of our reviewers along to it, to Headington Parish Hall, and he said simply, should people go and see it? Unequivocally, yes.
Oh, God.
So,
he asked the question, he answered the question.
Exactly.
You have to go see it.
Answered his own question there, and just go and book your tickets. And he also said that he was really looking forward to seeing it staged at the castle, because it would be such a perfect setting. So it's Friday to Sunday, it starts at 7, and again, no intervals, so it'll go straight through and you catch
power
dinner
on,
after.
Power on, we before. Eat after. Enjoy the show in between.
Yep, perfect.
If you want to know more about any of the events we've spoken about so far,
or read any of the reviews.
Or the reviews. There are loads of reviews on our website for shows and events, and also for restaurants and experiences in Oxford.
Oxford guides to things like punting and pick your own and find a job with our job ads, and find a flat with our flat and property ads.
Moving on to the weekend now.
There's a festival.
It's about time. Where have they been?
How many festivals can we stuff into the summer? Well, this one is one that many people would have heard of. It's Cropredy. It's Fairport Convention's own bash. They do it every year, and it's principally a sort of reunion gig for them.
Quite
so
cute, really.
You get to hear them a couple of times in the weekend, and they get to have a great time, and they get to invite all the people that they want to hear, I guess. So it's an incredible festival because it covers so many different types of folk music. Many of the folk festivals around England are very specifically very traditional, or they're very song-based, or maybe they're all new folk. But this one has got everything.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's
the
really
range.
Cool.
And Hinnie is our resident folky, so she should know a thing or two about it all.
It's, so you've got the 70s sort of English trad, the thing that Fairport really, really pushed. So you hear these tunes these days and songs, and they sound a bit old hat, and they've been done a million times, but they're old hat because Fairport brought them out and made people aware of them. Mm-hmm. They kind of started the whole thing.
Starts the trend.
So it's really cool. And then you can see what happens from there on. So you've got new folk like the Moulettes, you've got solid trad from Ireland like Lunacy, they're brilliant, I love them. And then you've got Sci Folk from the Peatbog Fairies, who are they're definitely worth hearing.
That's
they're
incredible.
So completely in another stratosphere. Excellent playing as well, they're brilliant. And then you've got folk rock, kind of leading on from where Fairport left off. You've got the Levellers, you've got Danny, the Champions of the World. So you've got amazing spread of folk, but on top of that, not only that, but also you have 70s rockers, the 10cc. You should look up why they've got that name. It's got a good story behind it, but I'm not going to tell you now.
Intrigue.
You got Nick Kershaw from the 80s, who's still making albums and in very good voice, judging by the YouTube videos. And Alice Cooper.
Whoa.
What's he doing there?
I was going to say, you were listing all these things, and I was like, I do know someone who's there who doesn't fit into any of these categories. How did that happen?
He's not exactly sci-folk.
No. He's a world of his own. So loads going on at Cropredy. All the online booking stuff is now shut, but you can get tickets on the gate. It starts tomorrow, starts on Thursday, and then goes till Saturday night, and you can camp.
But is that the only festival on this weekend, Anais?
Well, Rival Festival. Rival Festival indeed. Similarities and differences, I think, with Cropredy.
Do tell.
This is Super Normal Festival. It's a 3-day experimental arts festival and music taking place at Brazier's Park, which hosted the lovely Wood Festival.
Yeah, gorgeous.
And it's like an eco heaven. So the focus is on art and artistic collaboration and development, and it's a really, really alternative festival. It's really low-key, it's not-for-profit, it's a complete antidote to the kind of big business festivals that dominate summer. So I think it's like back to basics. It's just about art and music and people in beautiful settings.
Sounds lovely.
It sounds really lovely, and I think it's quite cutting edge as well. They've got a very cool website.
So hippie/hipster.
Hippie/hipster is a way you could say it. It's really, really busy programme. I picked out a couple of things that sounded great. You can go to Fancy Dress Life Drawing.
Wow.
So you can just dress up as characters and get to draw that instead of, you know, naked life drawing. It's something I think more kind of family oriented, but I think it sounds fun. Dressing up, got to love it.
Great.
And wildflower seed bomb making.
Oh, nice.
What is a seed bomb?
So you make your own seed bomb. I think it's of like clay in the seeds, and then you can throw it
and then it'll
and
just
plant
grow
it, and then it
flowers.
Grows. Yeah, it sounds lovely. Wow. There's also loads of short films and art exhibitions and talks, and of course plenty of music. And you can get day tickets for Friday, Saturday or Sunday, or a weekend pass. And it's on the Super Normal Festival website. It just sounds very, very eye-opening and very calming as well compared to lots of festivals that
sounds
heavy.
Lovely.
This sounds, yeah, it sounds really lovely.
And I need to recover for like a week
exactly.
after this festival.
It sounds more like a retreat when you go there. You don't need to recover there.
Mm. Yeah, well, another event that I've got for you, the football league season is underway once again.
Woo, woo,
woo. And Oxford United have got their first home fixture of the season this Saturday against Bury. Oxford are currently joint top of the Sky Bet League 2 after their resounding 4-1 victory over away at Portsmouth at the weekend. Kickoff is at 3 at Kasam Stadium, east of the Ring Road. Not much more to say other than that, apart from come on, you yellows.
Come on, new yellows, or you
come
yellows.
Come on, you yellows.
You yellows. It's a bit of a tongue twister for
yellow.
Me. They wear yellow and blue.
Yeah.
And they've got the ox.
Yep.
I know about football.
Sure you
Orla.
Do.
I know about football.
I'll take it to match.
Another thing happening this weekend, not quite a festival, but still a kind of weekend-long experience. If you want to do some wild camping, but you don't want to stray too far from the Dreaming Spires, then there's the RSPB Big Wild Sleepout at Wytham Woods, which is the university's research woodland.
Yeah, you're not usually allowed in there.
Exactly, that's
birds.
Closed territory. That's, you know, like the wood lab. Mm. But for this, you're allowed. So obviously, apart from the obvious simple joys of camping, there are activities to thrill and educate. You can have a go at badger watching.
Awesome.
Wow.
Sounds kind of scary, though. I feel like I've seen quite a few films where badgers have been really aggressive or really strong.
But they're really quite small.
Maybe it's just my nightmares. Yeah.
You're a lot bigger than the badger. I think you'll be right.
I know, but you're a lot bigger than spiders, but explain that. You can also learn more about the lives of bats and moths and take part in a woodland trail, and of course there's the big campfire and barbecue.
And surely lots of birds, right?
And surely lots of birds, yes, surely. So yes, like Orla said, it's a really special opportunity because the Wytham Woods aren't really open for such adventures, so really make the most of it. You must book in advance. Don't just turn up with your camping gear. That is not acceptable.
Do you have to bring tents and...
You've got to bring your own camping things and your own cutlery and plates and things. And I think your own tea and coffee, but milk and water are provided.
Right.
So kind of just take everything to be on the safe side.
Except the liquids. It's a bit like an airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably
like
not a pen life, though.
Well, the Moo Man. This is
the
my
Moo
pick
Man.
Of the week.
Not the Moo Min. The Moo Man.
The Moo Man.
Not
the Moo Min, the Moo Man. I'm so excited about this next bit. On Sunday afternoon at the Phoenix Picture House in Jericho.
We know where Orla will be.
Yep, we know where I will be. We have a dairy farming documentary. So, more about nature. It's called The Moo Man, if you hadn't guessed. It's been a massive hit at last year's Sundance Indie Film Festival in Utah. And it's finally getting its UK cinematic release only because of a successful crowdfunding campaign that they did, and they raised £20,000. And
is
now...
it an American film?
No, it's English.
It's an English film, but
English
couldn't
Carol
be released
Farmers.
In England.
Yeah, they didn't have the
support.
Money. It wasn't bought by a production company, basically, or a distribution company, and the production company is really tiny, so they had to raise the money. And now it's one off opportunity to see it in Oxford. It's a film that follows an English organic dairy farmer, Steve Hook, and his 55 head herd over 4 years, and it co-stars Ida the Frisian.
They are beautiful, the cows.
They are gorgeous.
They are so pretty.
Ida apparently is his favourite cow, and they get along really well, apart from sometimes they're a bit unruly. It's supposed to be a beautiful and touching story, and the Sundance director said it was his favourite film of the festival last year. It will also be followed by a Q&A with the filmmaker, Andy Heathcote, which is a really special opportunity. So he'll be able to give extra insight and answer loads of people's questions. And it's at 2:30 on Sunday, and we'll go along and I'll see you there.
Look for the geek in the corner.
I'll be the one with my hand in the air.
With your cow merchandise.
Drinking milk.
It'll be awesome.
Moving on to Monday.
We've got Oxford Proms.
Oxford's own Proms.
How lucky are we? It's fantastic. And they're in their third year. And they've grown from a couple of performances in the first year. And this year, there's loads of stuff going on. It's brilliant. They give a lot of emphasis to local performers. And I think that's a really nice thing to do, because anyone can book the big names.
Yeah.
To support your own musical world, it's a really cool thing. Mm. So they've got a couple of things that we thought we'd tell you about specifically, but there's loads more as well.
It's like 10 days worth of several venues, and there are some big names as well.
Mm-hmm.
But being the Oxcast, we want to focus on the Oxford groups.
Oh, yes. So we've got the Ensemble Mappamundi, who are playing at 1 o'clock in the Hollywell Music Room on Monday the 12th. And I had listened to what they do, and I think the best description of what they do is on their website. Their tagline is, "More or less traditional music of the Northern Hemisphere and the previous millennium." General, should we say?
Pretty much everything.
Not sci-fi.
Yep. That covers pretty much everything, and so do they. Klezmer, tango, Balkan, swing, cabaret, wow. All kinds of stuff. And they just come across as really loving what they do. And in the evening, on the same day, on Monday, at the Hollywell Music Room again, at 7:30, there's a band called the Oxford Troubadours.
Not troubadours.
Not troubadours.
Mm-hmm.
O's only. So they're a bunch of people playing what I'd describe as classical folk. So we've got another genre on the folk stack this
not
week.
Not sci folk.
Not sci folk. No sci folk here.
That's all I listen to from now on.
Yeah. I need to check it out. It sounds so amazing.
There's more of it than you'd think. So the Oxford Troubadours, they're digging into this really rich tradition from the Occitan and the Catalan languages, as well as the English tradition. And they're very, very fine singers, but with quite classical voices and arrangements for flute and classical guitar and cellos, I think, a couple of other instruments. A really, really beautiful sort of rounded sound and very, very well put together.
Those are Monday at the Hollywell Music Room, both of them. Ending of the week on Tuesday. So the Clever Sound Journey Ring is on the Playhouse, opened yesterday. It's on tonight for the last two shows. Really, really worth catching if you want an hour's worth of immersive mind tricks and manipulation of your imagination and just complete total darkness.
I'm going to try and get there tonight.
Tonight. So if you like the sound of it but can't get there tonight, then there's something kind of similar starting from Tuesday the 13th of August. It's a new sound installation, and it'll be on for 10 days in the BT studio. It's brought to Oxford by the same company who brought Ring. It's Fuel Theatre. Mm. And in 2011, they commissioned a series of podcasts to be listened to in a specific place at a specific time.
Can they play the Oxcast?
I was going to say that this podcast, not this podcast you're listening to, but the podcast that will be played...
They should just play the Oxcast.
They could, 20 minutes. They could, yeah. I mean, yeah, this and Total Darkness, nothing could be better. The podcast in the Everyday Moments show is An Invitation to Move Without Inhibition. And it's written by a choreographer called Hofeth Scheschter, who's got his own company and is quite kind of interesting, big in the dance scene. And he wrote the podcast with the aim to experience a dance show inside your own body. And it's kind of like the whole, you know, cliche of dance that nobody's watching, but it kind of takes you through that in a much less cliche card way. It's Tuesday the 13th to Saturday the 24th of August, and between 7 and 10 p.m., 15 minute slots for £3 of darkness, movement, inhibition and exploration.
And is it just one person that goes in at a time?
Just one person at a time.
Wow.
So you have your own 15 minutes.
Are you
listening?
Sure there's not one little sort of infrared camera that's filming
the thing,
you?
I'm just like, is there a techie in that room? Is there a techie? Is it like push me pull you but in the dark?
Yeah.
Is there a techie? No, I think it's just completely on your own with yourself. You're the performer, you're the audience, you're a dancer.
Amazing.
Sounds good. So that was the Oxcast from Wednesday the 7th of August to Tuesday the 13th of August. I've been Anais Higgins.
I've been Aurora Brown.
and I still am Hinny Poisey.
And you can find out about all the events we've spoken about and many, many other events and regular classes on our website, www.dailyinfo.co.uk.
There'll be new reviews of lots of the things that we spoke about in the podcast online in the next few days as well.
There's also a lot of hidden stuff in the site which you might not know about, like the Oxford Baby Base, which is a guide to Oxford if you're a parent or maybe a new parent and you want to know about what you can do when you got smalls. There's a guide to folk sessions, there's a guide to allotmenting, there's all kinds of stuff, so have a look.
And we just found a load of our old printed sheets on these old PageMaker files, so I've been trying to go through them and converting them to PDF, and we're filling in some of our archives at the moment from around 99, 98. So yeah, check out what was going on in Oxford back then.
Thank you for listening.